The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the, I think, worthwhile things to consider when you sit to meditate is who you're sitting with. Or who is it that is part of your circle of concern, care, love that you're including in part of your sitting, what you're doing here? I think it's easy to maybe think that your circle of concern when you sit is just yourself. We sit and kind of, we do sit kind of with our, usually in our tradition we sit with the eyes closed, and it can be, it's just me, myself, and mine here. And it's easy to have all kinds of thoughts and concerns that are very particular to us, or our relationship to them, and I'm going to work through my issues or try to settle and get more calm. And so the focus, some one way or other, both healthy and unhealthy ways, can be on oneself. And it's easy then to fall into the idea that the circle of concern and people involved are just you, here. But the circle of concern can be wider. It could be the people here in the hall, we're sitting together. The circle of concern could be wider still, and the people in Redwood City, who you're going to encounter on the roads and communities as you leave here. It could be your neighbors. It could be your friends and family. It can be wider and wider circles. And one of the interesting ways of thinking about meditation is that perhaps we do it not just for ourselves, but maybe even more so for the whole world, for all living beings. And that we sit, even though we sit here and close our eyes, it kind of like we're sitting down to become the caretakers of this whole world. And what would it be like if you sat here and you meditated with your breathing, you meditated to your body and staying present, let your mind get quiet. But as you did it, it was a little bit the sense that you are, you're kind of like the holding the whole world in your heart. You can imagine like all beings, the whole globe, everything is here in your sitting. And how would you sit? How would you be? How would your heart be? How would your mind be if you were the caretaker of the whole world? And not just of yourself. And would it put you more in the present moment? Would it put you more in your thoughts and you wander off in thought more? What could you do to hold here in your lap or in your palms or in your heart a care and maybe even a love for all beings that would support you so that when you settle down, when you get focused, when you calm down and really enter the moment here, maybe you are in a sense really here, here and now, not there and then with your mind, but you've brought with you in some way, in some silent way, the whole world. So you're not sitting here alone. You're not doing it for yourself. Maybe you're doing it for the whole world more than for yourself, just to be here. So it might be nice today, if you are inclined, while you're doing your walking meditation and sitting meditation and sit here, see if it's supportive of you in your efforts to really be present. If you have this idea that you're doing it to be present with all beings, you're doing it as a way of caring for this world and caring for everyone. And how would you carry yourself? How would you be? How would you sit in the present moment if that was your opportunity? I hope you enjoy the day. Thank you.